Artists in Barbados are always hungry for good spaces to showcase and sell their work. Well, they have yet another one of those places.
My name is Michaela Newnham, and I'm going to be handling media relations for the Brighton Storeroom, which is a new art, contemporary art gallery located in the old stables of the Brighton Plantation in St. George. It's a lovely setting for an art gallery in the midst of the Barbadian countryside. And within the gallery, which is a brand new renovated space, we have on display 23 pieces of art by 9 emerging mid-career and established artists from Barbados, Guyana, and the Bahamas. Each of them are displaying very varied styles, very varied themes, but I think they all speak with one voice, and that is a very Caribbean voice. And that is why this gallery is so important for us, and we're so delighted to be opening it up in Barbados today. There's been a tremendous amount of attention on Caribbean art in the past year. That's evidenced by a recent exhibition at the Tate Britain in London of Frank Bowling, who's a very established Guyanese painter, and more recently by a workshop given by Mark King, who's a Barbadian artist who deals very much with the relationship of art with fashion. And he also gave a workshop at the Tate Modern in London very recently. So we're seeing a lot of interest at the international level in Caribbean art, and we want to continue that momentum and engage audiences here in Barbados and across the world in conversations about art produced across the Caribbean. It is all very much for sale, and I think it's very keenly priced at the moment, and a great opportunity not just to acquire art but to really engage with the artists and understand the art and understand what appeals to you as a collector or as somebody new to art as to what direction you would like to explore and what is the new expression, what are the new issues facing Caribbean artists today. We have artists from across the region, but at the moment we have a stable of 10 artists that we're representing here. I happen to know that this pochoir of a blackbird against a green background, which was produced by Dennis DeCaries, one of our stable of artists. It was produced when he moved back to Barbados to live in the Caribbean after several years living in the United Kingdom. And when he listened to the blackbird song, it reminded him of the joy and of the songs of the Caribbean and of living here and the pleasures of living here. And so I just find that is such a lovely story. And the painting itself is so evocative of the nature, the beautiful nature that surrounds us here. Well, we're looking here at some very graphic representations produced by Mark King, who is a young Barbadian artist who's very interested in the relationship between art and fashion. So I'd like to introduce you to Bethany Pyle, who's one of our young emerging artists from Barbados.
They are watercolors. And yes, they are called bee tongue and butterfly tongue, quite self-explanatory, because they are paintings of actually my mouth with a bee on my tongue and then a butterfly on my tongue in the other one.
Inspired by
a piece that I painted previously for my thesis in university, and it was called Treacherously Sweet, which was of someone licking bees off of a lollipop. And it was about desire and wanting something that you can't have and you shouldn't have and the consequences of that. And these two paintings came out of that one idea.
What does this gallery mean for you?
This gallery is, I think, an incredible opportunity to bring all, because we've got young contemporary artists and very experienced artists and just all together creating something, I think, new and amazing for Barbados.
Here's a Sagic or a financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.